Comedy Stars of Broadway. Presented by Alka-Seltzer. Full minutes of fun and music with that jovial jester Frank Crummett as your host and master of ceremonies. On this transcribed fun frolic, Frank presents his Broadway band and their toe-tapping rhythms. One of vaudeville's funniest fellows, Johnny Burke of Broadway and Points West, and one of Manhattan's most pert personalities, Arlene Jackson, sprightly lady of sprightly songs. And now, here's your old friend and mine, Frank Crummett, all dressed up in a new spring suit with springtime in his heart and in his step.
Yes, sirree, Dodd. Sprig is here again. And good people, this is Frank Crummett, feeling as light as a feather and as free as a bird. Oh, to be young in the springtime and in love.
Feel in a reminiscing mood, eh, Frank? Must have some pleasant memories.
Memories, oh, some beautiful ones for which I'm duly grateful, Brother Lowe.
Which, friends, is just another way of saying thanks for the memory. And as good a way as any to get us into the first number, which is Thanks for the Memory from the big broadcast of 1938. It is sung by Arlene Jackson and played by the Broadway band.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, and motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes. How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, your cozy chair and parties where we sang Sweet Adeline. How lovely it was. Many's the time that we feasted, and many's the time that we fasted. Oh well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun, and no harm done. And thanks for the memory of sunburns on the shore, nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore. So thank you.
Oh, and thank you, Arlene. Your singing was superb.
Ah, but it's I who should thank you. You conducted that number beautifully, Frank. Oh. So thank you.
No, but I insist, Arlene, I should thank you for the pleasure you gave us all with that lovely rendition.
Really, Frank, I feel that I'm the one who should do the thanking.
Oh, no.
Folks, this may go on for days. So this is Don Lowe exercising his better judgment, if any, and stating that our springtime parade moves forward with Frank Crummett singing April Shower.
Thank you. April showers may come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining violets. And when you see clouds upon the hill, you're sure to see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening to his song. Whenever April showers come on, ah me, spring must be in my heart, my good people, for strange as it may seem, I feel a poem coming on. It's easy enough to be pleasant when life goes along like a song, but the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when everything goes dead wrong.
How true that is, Frank.
Sir.
It is hard to be pleasant and agreeable when you feel out of sorts with the world.
Yes, it is, Brother Lowe, but you're an expert at telling folks how they can turn gray skies into blue. Suppose you get to work.
Everybody knows how hard it is to smile and appear cheerful when some common ailment is doing its darndest to make life miserable. But how easy it is now to get quick relief from these common troublemakers. The thing to do is to drink a sparkling glass of Alka-Seltzer and help yourself to twofold relief. That's the kind of relief Alka-Seltzer brings, friends, and here's the reason. When you dissolve a tablet or two in a glass of water, it bubbles up and forms a sparkling alkalizing solution which contains an analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate. This analgesic relieves the pain and discomfort of everyday aches and pains. And Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties actually help correct the cause of the trouble when associated with an excess acid condition. No wonder Alka-Seltzer is such a favorite. And it will be with you, too, if you get a 30 or 60 cent size package from your druggist and let Alka-Seltzer help you turn your off days into bright ones.
Well, by the way you spoke, Colonel Lowe, you've got some of that springtime zest yourself.
Oh, in my own small way, of course. But tell me, Frank, how are you and Arlene doing?
Well, Mr. Lowe, I'm humming and I'm whistling and I'm singing.
Boyfriend Crummett, you must have something.
Well, either that, Don, or Arlene's giving us a song cue, so take your choice, folks.
I'm humming, 'cause my daily work is through, and I know that night is coming, and night'll find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at a lovely moon, when the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La-da-da-da-da, I'm singing, happy as a girl can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting underneath the usual tree for two. If you wonder why I'm humming, if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you. I'm humming, 'cause my daily work is through, and I know that night is coming, and night'll find me walking arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at a lovely moon, when the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm singing, happy as a girl can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting underneath the shelter of a weeping willow tree. If you wonder why I'm humming, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day. I'm on my merry way to you.
Well, now, good people, I find one of Broadway's famous comedy stars standing right here at my elbow, Johnny Burke. Say, Johnny, it seems, has some memories, too, of his days in vaudeville. Oh, Johnny, won't you tell us of some of your experiences in vaudeville, huh?
Well, Frank, when we come back from the war after making the world safe for the Democrats, I wrote a monologue and went in vaudeville.
Really? Well, where was the first place you played, John?
Sing Sing.
Huh? Sing Sing Prison?
Sing Sing Prison. It was one of those benefit shows that they do on New Year's morning.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you know, I knew it would be a good place to start the act in, because no matter how bad it was, the audience couldn't walk out on me.
Well, you were very successful with that monologue, weren't you, John?
No, not in every place. You know, sometimes we played to intelligent people.
Well, where was your hardest audience?
Well, I think the toughest audience that I ever played, Frank, was in Fresno, California.
Mm.
I played there one night with an Orpheum show, and every act on the bill was a flop but me.
Really?
Yeah, there was an act on the bill called Ryan and Lee. Did you ever hear of them?
Ryan and Lee? Oh, shucks, I know them very well. They were always sure fire.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, the only time they went off that night was when they went off the stage.
Ah, but you did all right, huh?
Oh, yeah, that is, I would have done all right, only for Ryan and Lee. You see, they went on. They were on there about 2 minutes when the gallery started hooting and hissing them, and they had to come off.
Yeah.
And I had to follow them.
I see.
I was a little nervous, of course, but I went on, and the audience was great.
Really?
They were great for about 3 minutes. Then they started to think of Ryan and Lee, and they started all over again. I put up my hand, and I got them quiet, and I says, "Folks, this is my first time in California, and I think it's the greatest country in the world." Frank, I got a big hand.
No, I'll bet you did.
Then I said, "I never realized what a wonderful climate you had till now, and I'd like to stay here forever." And Frank, it was like waving the flag. They applauded and cheered me. Then I says, of course, you know, I'm from New York. And there was a hush. I said, New York is a great center. You know, it's the biggest center in the world. No matter what you want, you have to get it from New York.
Yeah.
And some fresh guy in the audience says, what do we get from New York? And I got mad and I said, well, when we get done with the sun, we let you fellas have it. And Frank, they started to thinking of Ryan and Lee again, and I had to go off.
Say, Johnny, I was wondering, what are all those great vaudeville acts doing now, do you suppose?
I don't know, Frank. You know, a lot of them have disappeared.
I suppose they have.
The saddest case that I ever heard of was a fellow that had a troop of trained ducks.
Yeah.
Oh, he had a tough time. He was up in the booking office for weeks and weeks trying to get a date, and they couldn't play him.
Oh, I see.
Finally, after about 6 months, they were putting on a barnyard scene at the Hippodrome, and they thought of this fella.
Yeah.
And they called him up on the phone and asked him if he could go to work. And he says, it's too late. I've laid off so long, I had to eat the act.
Don't go away yet, Johnny. The show isn't over yet.
Yes, don't go away, Johnny. You're our white hope. If you stick around and distract Mr. Crummett, maybe we'll get the program through on time.
Mm-hmm.
As you've no doubt observed, Johnny, our Frankie has difficulty in tearing himself away from a certain young lady. Not mentioning names, of course.
Yeah, you're quite right, Brother Lowe. To tend to business today, well, it's easier said than done.
Well, folks, we finally accomplished it. We got the title to our last number announced. The Broadway band plays It's Easier Said Than Done. Yes, my next-door neighbor said to me this morning, I'd like this spring weather all right if it didn't cause me to ache so around my shoulders and back. And it made me stop and wonder just how many of you folks are troubled with muscular aches and pains these days. Well, if you are, here's a way to get quick, definite relief from your pain and discomfort. Just toss an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two into a glass of water. Let it bubble up and dissolve. Then drink the pleasant-tasting solution it makes. Try this modern, pleasant way to relieve not only your muscular aches and pains, but headaches, upset stomach, distress after meals, colds, and acid indigestion as well. Get a 30 or 60 cent size package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist the very next time you're in his store and try them. Start taking Alka-Seltzer and keep on taking it according to directions and see how it helps.
Well, Johnny, recalling your vaudeville experience, did you ever play over in England?
Well, I had an offer from the Hippodrome London one time, Frank.
Did you?
Yeah, the manager cabled me. He says, what'll you take for 4 weeks at the Hippodrome London? And I answered, scotch and soda.
Well, after that, Johnny, you'd better take an Alka-Seltzer. Well, good people, the time has come for au revoir. So this is Frank Crummett inviting you all to be beside your radios when we jog around your way real soon with some more fun and music. Bye.